listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
You talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Does this sound like you?
Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Raw Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
And don't forget, when you order online, enter promo code HOLIDAY15 for a 15% discount.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Wow! I feel good.
Welcome. Oh, yeah. Welcome. Welcome. The hottest show on the radio. That's right. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and we have a show for you tonight. Oh, yeah. Let me introduce you to the players. And we have some players in the house tonight. To my right, my beautiful, smart,
executed
wife. That's right. The beautiful co-host, Lynn Golder. You there?
I'm here again. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first show of 2019.
Would you believe it?
I don't believe it. Do you believe it, Chris?
And to my left.
2019, yeah.
Wow.
To my left.
To your left.
She came all the way from Arkansas.
That's right, she did.
Little Rock, Arkansas. She happens to be the CEO.
And president.
President. El Presidente. Her first name is easy. Her name is Sharon. The last name is always hard for me to pronounce, so I hope I get it right.
What's she the president
Givenazzi.
Of? You forgot what she's the president of.
World Service of the Blind. Right. World Service of the Blind. Let me see if I can say it right.
Uh-oh.
Sharon Givenazzi.
Close.
Close,
close
Givenazzi.
Enough.
No banana.
Close Givenazzi. Enough for government work. Is Sharon G from WSB. And I'm actually the president, but we have a special, special guest. We have the CEO, the K-9 Executive Officer, Watson.
Watson's
from
here.
From WSB, who came all the way from Arkansas.
Wow,
Watson's
that's here pretty clever, Sharon. CEO, yeah.
Yeah, K-9
Watson's
Executive
here.
Officer.
And
that's
I
right. want
to say that he has the cutest bow tie on, a plaid, red plaid. He looks adorable.
Oh, he's adorable?
He dressed
okay.
up just for you.
Aww.
She usually says that about you, Mike, that you're adorable.
Oh, thanks. And behind the scenes, behind the glass, which
she,
Sharon and I can't see.
She'll give him a run for his money.
I'm not going to say adorable, but the good looking.
He is adorable.
Mr. Handsome, Chris Shaw.
Woo! Yes, sir. How you doing? Oh, wait, I thought we were still talking about Watson.
And Chris Shaw. Without him, there's no show because he's the engineer and the producer. And next to him is a fabulous looking woman. That's right. We call her Charlotte, otherwise known as Charlotte Massey. Charlotte Massey, you can say hello.
Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Charlotte.
Happy New Year to you too.
She's the one, if you call in, she'll say hello to you. And listen, phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let me say that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. For those folks who are tuning in for the first time, you want to know what you're listening to. You're listening to We Say We're the Bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So if you're visually impaired and blind, Well, we love to have you on board. And we also would love to have on board all the sighted people listening to our radio show. Wherever you are, you can call in 407-894-1680. This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, folks.
Michael.
What?
Before we go any further, I just wanted to say that Sheila, one of our co-hosts, was supposed to be here tonight. Sheila, we hope you feel better.
Yes, Sheila.
Sorry
we hope
you
feel
didn't join
better.
Us tonight, Sheila. Feel better. And do you want to do the shout-out? I only have one shout-out.
Well,
maybe Sharon has some shout-outs, too.
Yes, okay. I want to shout-out
to the West
to my
Coast.
Friend. What?
Way out there.
Way out there in yonder land.
Right.
It's his, I understand his birthday coming this week.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to call and hope you do, his name is Gabe. We call him Gabe. Vancouver, Washington.
Happy birthday,
happy
Gabe.
Birthday, Gabe.
Happy birthday.
That's right. Happy birthday, Gabe. We celebrate all month.
That's yeah. right. That's right.
So you're listening, Gabe? You can call in anytime you want. 407-894-1680. It's Gabe's birthday.
You have any shout-outs, Sharon?
Just shout-out to all of our clients that we have out there in Arkansas. They're all returning. So, hey, everybody, I'll be back tomorrow to haunt you.
That's Sharon G.,
Sharon
from
G.
WSB.
Hey, I just thought of something.
What?
We got
I knew
a
I
Sharon
smelled smoke.
G. We got a Lynn G.
Oh, yeah, that's
we
right.
We got a Michael G.
Look at that.
Ain't nothing but
and
a G
OG's
thing, baby.
In the studio.
We're just a bunch of OGs. That's what
right.
it is.
And a WG under the table.
We are the original gangsters.
There you go.
Of blindness.
Wait right. a minute.
Hey.
I just wanted to remind everybody that January is National Braille Literacy Awareness Month in honor of Louis Braille, who originally developed the Braille code nearly, 200 years ago. Braille was started January 4th, 1809, and developed the code of raised dots to make text readable for individuals like himself who were blind.
Tonight, we're going to be talking about different subjects. Sharon's going to be talking about single moms.
Single parents,
single, how,
right?
Yeah, what's going on? How about single dads? That's
yeah, single parents.
Single parents.
Single parents.
Single parents. Yeah.
Single parents, what, that are blind?
Yeah.
Or just single parents?
Well, no, blind.
Okay,
you know,
single parents that are blind.
Kind of the swimming pool I swim in, man.
Okay. And I'm going to be talking about, besides that, I'm going to be talking about your independence. Independence.
That's an important thing.
I myself like to be independent. I try to do everything myself. I had something happen to me last night that my wife, for 3 years or better, wouldn't let me try something in the house, wouldn't let me even attempt to try something. And I felt bad because every night I used to wake her up because the dogs had to go out to make. We have this alarm system on and it has to be shut off.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have to wake her up to shut it off. And she used to always tell me, don't touch it. You'll break it. Or don't touch it. You don't know what you're doing.
Chris is
so
laughing at me.
She wouldn't even teach me how to do it.
You know what that means?
What?
That means you're not supposed to touch a thing around the house. Because anything that you touch, when they tell you that, that means don't touch it because you'll break it.
Right.
When you hear those words right there, that means you can't touch anything because every time you touch something, it always breaks.
Right. So
and
anyway,
that has nothing to do with your blindness, Michael. It's just because you're a...
You just tough.
Yeah, so anyway.
Chris picked right up on that one.
We have
it happened to me all the time, too.
All the time.
It shuts off the alarm system. So a couple of days ago, I asked her to show me.
Well, it's just a panel.
So she said, well, look, I'm not going to put any pimples on it. Now, for those folks that don't know what I'm talking about, a lot of things in my microwave, I have these little...
We got them from
I
the
call
lighthouse.
Them pimples,
the little plastic
that you put
dots,
on the numbers, and it tells
dots.
Me what numbers to push.
Right.
So if I want a 3 or a 2, I just push. I can feel the pimple. It's a little dot above the number.
It's a bump.
A bump. So
but
she won't put it on the computer. She won't put these bumps on the computer. Okay. So I asked her to show me how. And a couple of days ago, she showed me, and that was it. So last night, I know she didn't feel so good last night. So I didn't want to wake her up. So I went ahead to the computer. This box, and I went over there.
One minute to break, Michael.
And I try. Huh?
And 1 minute to break. You'll
okay,
have to do this
I'll say
after,
it real
I
fast.
Guess.
And I try to do it, And she didn't tell me above the seven, below the 7, 8, 9, there was another row, because I'm only used to the top row being 1, 2, 3 and the bottom row being 7, 8, 9. I didn't know there was another row. Anyway, I found out and I did it. And sure enough, I did it. I heard the alarm say, alarm is off. And of course I went, yes, yes, I did it. And I was like a 10-year-old kid. Here I am, 76 old, acting like a 10-year-old kid. But anyway, did it myself. Tell you about it on the other side of the break. Looking forward to talk to you. Don't go away. We got a lot more to come. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Right now, I want to talk, Lynn, I want to talk to Billy Parker.
Okay, yes, we'd like to welcome Billy Parker, who is the Program Director of Employment Support Services at the National Industries for the Blind. Welcome back, Billy Parker.
Welcome back, Billy Parker.
And Happy New Year.
Hey,
Happy New
Michael Year. Lynn. Hey, you too. Great to be back on the show.
All right. Wait, oh, Chris, Michael's pointing to
Billy.
The music.
You there?
Yes.
It's all about jobs, right, Billy?
It's about jobs. We've got them.
Okay. He doesn't know what you're doing, Michael. Sorry, Billy.
No, no problem.
Okay. Don't worry about it, Michael.
So, there you go. Get a job. Can you hear that music? Get a job.
The best laid plans of mice and men.
Well timed. Yeah, that's good.
Was better.
I like
it. More well timed. Yeah.
And say hello to Sharon Giovinazzo from World Services for the Blind. She's in the studio with us tonight.
Hey, Billy.
Great. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you? Long time no talk.
I know. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Great to hear from you.
We have to get you some time to come in the studio too, Billy.
That'd be awesome. Hey, Florida sounds great right now being in D.C., so just let me know.
It is great.
So what do you got there now for some people out there? I want to hear about these jobs.
And January 17th.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Lynn. So January 17th, one of the big things we've got coming up right now, we're doing our second virtual career fair. NIB sponsored virtual career fair a few months back, which was successful. We had about 200 blind participants on that. And we are going to sponsor another one come up January 17th. This is going to be very specific and targeted to a career field we're working in called contract management support, which we do a lot of work with the federal government and contract management. Good career field path to get involved in. So on that virtual career fair, we'll have a number of our agencies that actually have current job openings right now that are looking to find qualified candidates for these jobs. They're around the country, ranging from Dayton, Ohio, to Quantico, Virginia, at the Marine Base there. So, they're all around the country. So that's going to be January 17th, and we're hoping we get a great participation from candidates on that.
Okay.
Let's talk about this. I want to make sure we emphasize this, and I want to get people jobs. That's what we're all about. Jobs.
Billy, why don't you tell people how to access the virtual career fair?
Sure. Probably the simplest thing to do, it's going to be, you can email directly and I can get you the link at bparker@nib.org. And that's bparker@nib.org for further information. And I can get you that information. We also have posted it on our Facebook page, our NIB Facebook page. So if you have not joined that, it's a great opportunity to do that. So you'll be able to find the information there as well. And I believe, Lynn, you have the information that we sent over. So I think you'll have it if they're looking for additional information as
right,
well.
Right, I have it. Yes, I do.
Great, great. So that's one thing we have going on that's coming up. We also are interested in expanding in a couple other areas that we're working in. I mentioned our cyber assurance, information assurance program. And we've had about 25 candidates go through that program. It's definitely a field that, it's expanding and there's a need. So we're looking for qualified candidates, maybe with a computer science background, if they have that. So that's something else we're looking at right now as well. And we continue to expand on some of our other training programs. And a big question, we often run into, and I don't know, Michael, and maybe your audience can help here a little bit, but, we know a lot of the obstacles and challenges that are facing individuals as they're looking to take jobs. Because, we have them, we post them, we put them out. But I know that's great, but there are a lot of barriers to get to that point. And so we're always interested in finding out ways we can assist individuals to, to get through that. So where there's a resource, to meet that challenge. But, if anyone, has specific issues they're running into or things they like to share, I'd love for them to call in and be able to, share that with us. Maybe it's something we could help address. But it's really, and Michael, I think you and I say this all the time, it's a team effort. Sharon's group, your radio station, NIB, all of us are really here doing the same mission and kind of pulling these pieces of the puzzle together. But it also requires the individual too. And I know it's a challenging thing and a bit of a scary thing to reach back out there and, maybe get back in the workforce through a transition. But, we're here to help make that transition easier. So it's to make it as seamless process as possible,
Sorry,
as you're going
Billy,
through
sit
that.
Right there for a minute. I believe this is what you're saying, Billy, and if I'm not right, you say I'm right or wrong, you folks out there that are listening to what Billy's saying, that if you want a job, now listen to what he's saying, if you want a job, then make a phone call to him, tell him that you would like a job, and tell him what you think you can do, because you might not be able to do what he's looking for now, right now in column A, but maybe you can do B. Maybe he can suggest something about column C. But it takes initiative of picking up the phone and saying, I'd like to get a job. Now, if you sit on your rear end and don't make a phone call, then nobody knows that you're looking for a job. So you have to open your mouth first. So if you're looking for a job, you have to call Billy and say, you know what? Can you help me? I'd like a job. Is that right, Billy, or am I wrong?
What were you thinking, Sharon?
Michael, I guess you put it pretty straightforward. That's kind of exactly what we're saying. And to be clear, I know we do a lot of programs, but I know it's a lot of skill sets out there that may not meet what we currently have. But things change so quickly. We work on government contracts and opportunities, and I talk to our business development team every day, and they ask me, hey, do you have individuals that meet this skill set or this skill set? So what we have, and what's something to keep in mind, we do have a job alert database. So essentially what we have put together is a list for individuals to send me your resume. I'll have it. Plus getting to know you and get to figure out your skill set, as Michael says, really important because I can know what you're looking for. And then if we put you within our job alert and our database, we can send you any jobs coming available whenever they come available. Because often with our contracts, they may say, hey, we need 20 people in 3 weeks. Well, all of a sudden, we need to have 20 people in 3 weeks, and that moves really quickly. It may be a skill set we didn't know we were even looking for.
But now,
so we want to be able to build that.
Billy, there's another thought to get NIB involved, but also what Sharon's talking about, too. They're looking for people that want a job, but they can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
And the point is they'll teach you how to do it. Is that right? Am I saying that right, Sheila?
That's right. You know, it really takes a village. And, you know, we've worked, and Billy's a resource for us and for our clients as well. And when we find somebody that we think would qualify, especially for the contract management support.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I give Billy a call. I mean,
that's really nice that you network together.
We do. I mean, you know, we're a small incidence population. And the mm-hmm. more that we're out there and the more that we can get people out there and the more that we all can go out there and sell it, you know, it's not a me against Billy. I used to work for NIB. You know, my very first job that I had as a person who was blind was packaging gloves in upstate New York. I mean, was that the job that I always wanted to keep? No. Now, did I think that I would have the opportunity to be the CEO of a great agency? I didn't. But it was because of an upward mobility program that NIB had that helped to facilitate that and helped to get me there. So we all work together, but you mm-hmm. know something? It takes you, Michael. It takes me. It takes Billy. It takes all of us to do
this. It takes something. Let's put it this way, folks. You could have a negative mind, or you could have a positive mind. That's it. That's where we're at. If you have a positive mind, you'll call Billy. If you have a negative mind, you'll say, I can't get a job. That's a negative mind because you don't want a job. If you want a job, you'll call Billy and you'll say to Billy, can you help me? I'd like to get a job.
I have a question for Billy and Sharon. Do you feel that the employment rate in the blind and visually impaired community is still at 70% nationwide, or do you think it's gone down?
I don't know. There's several schools of thought. I mean, and I know Billy and I kind of come from the same school of thought on this. You know, every unemployment rate is kind of skewed mm-hmm. because it only counts on the people who are actively looking for employment.
Okay. Right. Okay. Because if you're not looking.
Right. If you're not looking, you ain't counted.
And a lot of people say, I don't want a job.
And people give up after a while. Mm. You know, they get discouraged and they're no longer out there on that workforce. And so that's one of the things that we want to be able to, and I say we collectively, all of us sitting in this room or on the phone with Billy and NIB. I mean, NIB has agencies all over the United States.
But they don't want to move. That's another thing. Our kids, we have sighted kids. Mm-hmm. They were living in Florida. He got a job. He had to move to Atlanta.
Sure.
That's the way it works.
Right.
My father, may rest in peace. We were living in Boston, Mass. when I was 3 years old. Okay? He's a lawyer. He wanted to get a better lawyer job, legal job. So he got a job in Philadelphia. That's how he got into Philadelphia. He moved to Philadelphia. That's what happens in the world.
What do you think, Billy?
Huh?
No, I say ask Billy what he thinks.
Well, that's the way it works. Yeah, you have to move.
No, absolutely. And on the unemployment percentage, I agree with Sharon. It's you know, it's a number that just kind of floats out there. I've been doing this a long time, like Sharon, and it's been sitting at that 70% for a long time. And I know that's kind of a construed number based on all disabilities, not just the blindness. So in my opinion, it's probably even higher. So, but whenever that number pops up and I'm at events, it's, you know, I say, hey, listen, we take it one by one. I know how many people we've employed. I know how many people we've impacted. So I've got to hope it's helping bring that number down. But we take it one by one. I don't try to get too focused on that number, because the only way that number is going to come down if, you know, if we just get individuals employed and focus on that. But you're right, Michael, on the, you know, moving and traveling, you have to be flexible. And I know, I get it, that's scary. I mean, particularly if blindness is new to you, you're going through transition and rehab and, you know, thinking about picking up and moving somewhere you've got no support at all is very scary. That's why a lot of times, you know, maybe getting that job with one of our agencies who very familiar with working with individuals who are blind and can support that. It is a great transition point for individuals who want to go in that. We actually worked with a guy who we had, who, young guy in New Jersey, lost his vision in college, basically very suddenly. And, you know, it was just basically at home working for about a year. And I met his, I met his mom at a conference when I spoke. And they kind of talked about what we were doing. He didn't come. He really didn't want to do a whole lot. He was just real still in that transition period. But following the conference, she called me, I think, maybe about 6 months later and said, hey, I think he's ready to go to work. I think he's ready to get out of the house. And he called me. We talked. And I got an idea. His mom explained what he wanted to do. When I talked to him, it was complete opposite. So it was good talking to him and find out, what do you want to do? And it really matched up very well with our agency in Seattle, with Boeing and with some of the projects they had. And he was very excited about maybe moving to Seattle from New Jersey. His mom wasn't so excited about that, but he was. He's a young guy, and Seattle was very appealing to him. So he picked up and he moved. He's been there about a year and a half, going great. I hear he's really got plugged into the Seattle community and loving it. So it's one of those things. It was scary for him and his mom and his family because it was so far away, but it's worked, and he found a supporting kind of system there as well.
That's amazing.
But it took a year. It took a year for him to feel comfortable to actually make that move. And that makes sense and I understand. So one thing we always do, I mean, I talk with individuals I've talked to for several years. And, you know, eventually maybe they come to the realization, I'm ready to move now.
Billy.
Yep.
I want to get your phone number and everything else so that people can get a hold of you.
Sure.
By the way, this tonight, how to get a hold of Billy Parker.
Well, I have his phone number.
It's on our website, correct? It's on our website.
Yes.
And I have his phone number.
Okay, so let's bang it away right now. Do it again, right now, phone number.
I'll let Billy do it. I want to make sure I don't give his cell phone out. I don't want to give the wrong number.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm good with that, too.
Oh, okay.
So, but my direct line with my office, and feel free to call me on it, 703-310-0560.
Say it again.
703-310-0560.
One more time.
Michael, I have it.
703 what?
310-0560. And that's my direct line. Love to hear from anyone. We can, you know, really support and get the ball rolling forward. And I can just understand maybe it's a little scared to call in, be on the air. But, you know, hey, if you just want to talk to me one-on-one, feel free to give me a call tomorrow or anytime this week or whenever it's convenient for you. I'd love to talk to you.
And if you didn't hear the phone number, it's on our website. So go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Great. That sounds great.
Thanks, Billy, for calling in. Appreciate it.
Okay. Absolutely. Hey, Sharon, good talking to you.
You too, Billy.
And Michael, always a pleasure talking with you guys anytime. Like I said, it's a team effort. And
you should think about coming here.
Enjoying being part of your team. Great. Take care.
You too. Have a good night and good
year.
Bye,
Billy.
Thank you,
Billy.
Happy
New Year.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks.
And that was Billy Parker. And as I said, instead of sitting there doing nothing, saying that you can't work, why don't you call him, the Billy Parker?
We're going to break.
You can't lose anything by calling him up and talk to him. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more to come up.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holiday, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift-giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and email and toggle through your phone apps, wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond Radio Show listeners.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction. Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. In a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Well, Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We have a call on the line all the way from Vancouver, Washington.
All right.
His name is Big Gabe. Gabe, you there?
Yes. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, we hear you loud and clear. Happy birthday, young man.
You hear Michael? He's screaming.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, young man.
Happy birthday, Gabe.
Thank you.
How old are you now? How old are you now?
This is Sharon from Arkansas.
On Friday, I'm going to be 14 years old.
Oh, my goodness. That is great. What are you doing for your 14th birthday, Gabe?
I don't know yet. I hear that we might be having some pizza, and we live right by a trampoline park.
Oh, my. That sounds like fun. Have you ever done that?
I have.
Have you? Wow. Maybe I should go try that. Maybe I'm too old to do that. What do you think, Lynn?
No. I can see you doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of one of those adventurous ones.
I know. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So is the Washington's the school for the blind closed right now until Monday, or are you open?
Well, they're closed, and then there will be school tomorrow.
Okay. Do you have snow?
No, surprisingly. You know, normally we would have snow this time of year. It's around 45 degrees outside right now.
Yeah, that won't work.
Not bad. Wow.
I bet over there it's really warm.
No, not really. Right. We actually had in the 30s a couple of weeks ago at night here in Orlando. It was very cold.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was 72 here this afternoon.
Don't
let
her
fool you.
Today it's nice out.
How old are you going to be?
He told you.
I am going to be 14 years old.
Isn't that what you said a few minutes ago?
What?
Isn't that what you said a few minutes ago?
I can barely hear you. What did you say something about
I was trying to be silly.
He's trying to be. That's the key.
Trying to be silly.
Tell him it's not funny.
Yeah, it's not funny when you have to explain it, Michael.
Right.
And so tell us what's happening in school this year, Gabe.
What?
What's happening in school this year? Anything fun and exciting?
Well, we had, before our winter break, we had a big concert at our school.
Was you in it?
Yes.
Wow, really? What do you do? Did you sing? Did you dance? Did you do flips on the stage? What? Washington's got talent, I mean.
I know. Me and my friend were playing some songs on the piano.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't carry a tune in a bucket. I'm just that bad.
But you know that. And it was a lot of fun in the concert, though. I had a great time.
Well, that's good. So you're looking forward to going to school tomorrow?
A little bit. I do miss everybody, but I feel like the break went by too fast.
Always. That's kind of like the weekends. They go by so fast, don't they?
Before
you know it, that awful word is upon us. Monday.
All righty. Well, we're glad you called in, Gabe.
Me too. It's been, I think the last time I called in was like in August, I think.
I think you're right. I think it
was. Oh, wow. Well, it feels good to be calling back.
Yeah. You tell your friends that about the show?
Yes.
Good.
I know.
What do you like about the show, Gabe? What do you like most about what Michael does? Because he's just, I don't know, he's just off the hook, isn't he?
Well, let me just say, when you guys, I really like all the stories that he tells. And the last caller that you had.
Billy Parker?
I think it was Billy.
Yeah.
You know, I actually knew the name of the artist that Michael was playing before the break.
Did you?
I do.
How do you know all that stuff?
Oh, he must be talking about the get a job.
Yeah. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, get a job. That's what we got to tell Michael to do is get a job, right? Hey, oh, hey, did you hear Billy Parker? Did you hear him talking?
I did.
Yeah, they have some amazing stuff going on there about what they're doing. And, you know, there's just all kinds of things that you can do, you know. There's transition programs. And, you know, one of the things that you want to do is you want to start learning those job skills, right? Because those are really important, because at 14 now, you're getting at that age where it's time to for you to start looking at getting a job.
What do you think you want to do with your life after high school?
He said he knows that song.
He says he wants to grow up and be like you, Michael.
Oh, yeah?
Well, what I want to be when I grow up is I want to, you know, be a radio DJ, or, you know, work at a radio station, or open one. That's what I think I might want to do.
He wants to be a disc jockey, Michael.
You see, he wants to be like you.
Okay.
Well, maybe you know, everybody wants to be like Michael when they grow up.
He's really talented, in my opinion.
He is talented.
Well, thank you so much.
He really likes your stories. Do you have a story for Gabe? That's what you can give him for his birthday. Tell him a good story, Michael.
A good story?
Yeah. I know you got one there.
No, I'll tell you one story. Here's a fact of life. Never, never give up. That's one statement. You have to be positive and never give up.
I think that's a pretty good life philosophy there, Michael.
You hear that?
Yes.
You got to be positive and never give up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because when everybody else is telling you can't do it, just remember,
you can do it. Gabe can do anything.
That's right. You know, if somebody tells you that that something's impossible, you just tell them, I know it's impossible, because that spells I'm possible.
There you go. See that? I'm possible, it says.
I'm possible.
Well, thank you for calling in, Gabe.
You're welcome.
We love you. Way out there in Washington, Vancouver, Washington.
Tell everybody about the show out there.
Mm-hmm. And you have a great birthday and a great first day back to school for the new year.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Gabe.
And call us again.
Thank you.
You take care.
Say hi to Mommy.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Good night.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay.
And that was Big Gabe calling from Vancouver, Washington.
Isn't that nice?
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're going
to
do trivia?
We're going to do trivia right now. Trivia, phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
At me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice?
Okay, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And that was Sheila's choice for the evening.
Yes.
Yep.
So who's our first caller who thinks they know who's singing the song? I'm getting ready to cry here. My Eagles are going to lose the game.
Right now.
I'm surprised all your
And the guy said
originally,
when I listened to them all day, all week, they were saying it's going to happen by a field goal. That's what's going to happen, except that the other side, they're going to win by a field goal. So who's on the line? Got somebody on the line?
Yes, we do.
Got a few
people
on the line.
Yeah, we got Shirley from Winter Springs, Florida.
Oh, she's snowbirding now.
Shirley's?
Yes.
On the line?
Who else?
Yes, sir.
Shirley, from where you are from now?
I'm in Winter Springs, Michael.
You're in Winter Springs, also known for Ohio and all the above cities in the country.
That's right. I'm from everywhere.
You're from everywhere. So who do you think's singing, Shirley?
I think it might be Tony Bennett, but I'm not positive.
Tony Bennett? Oh, no,
oh,
Shirley.
I thought she would have known it.
I thought you would have known. No, not, it's not Tony Bennett.
Really?
Really.
No. Oh, wow. Oh, I knew I might be wrong.
You
I
were
just
wrong.
Wasn't
okay.
real sure.
Well, happy New Year anyway.
Thank you. You
okay. Chris is bouncing off the walls in there.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Who's on the phone, Charlotte?
All right, so, Chris, we lost the game. Congratulations. You won the game. Chris, who's on the line?
We have Patricia from Orlando, and Philly won the game.
You're kidding. How did Philly win the game?
That's why he's bouncing off the walls.
How did we win?
I'm not going to talk about it right now, Mike.
You missed the field goal?
Patricia on the phone.
You missed the field goal?
Patricia is on the phone.
You missed the field goal?
Yes, Patricia is on the phone. Oh, Philly won.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sorry you lost the game, Chris.
Remember?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he looks real sorry, doesn't he? Wow.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Hey, Patricia, how you doing? Can you turn your radio down, please?
Oh, I'm not even in there.
One thing right now, we got to say, go Eagles, E-A-G-L-E-S, go Eagles.
I'm not even in the room with the radio.
Okay, hold on one moment, Patricia. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to you, okay?
Don't go away.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
I saw him bouncing off the walls in there.
Yeah, that's why. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products, so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina Pet Food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
And don't forget, when you order online, enter promo code HOLIDAY15 for a 15% discount.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back, and I mean back. We are back. Philadelphia Eagles are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And I'm sorry to say, Chris, you lost. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I'm sorry that you lost.
But he did get a corned beef.
But I'm better than we won.
Only because of a timeout. Only because of a timeout. If y'all wouldn't have got that timeout, we'd have won the game.
You know where the old story goes.
Listen, we got Patricia on the phone
line.
She's been waiting.
On the line?
She's been waiting. She's calling. Patricia. Sorry, Patricia.
Patricia.
That's okay.
It's football season.
So do you have the answer?
You have the answer, Patricia.
Yes. Is it Johnny Mathis?
It 100% is.
Right.
All right.
It's Johnny Mathis. Johnny Mathis. Listen, where are you at?
She's in Orlando.
I'm in Orlando. This is me, Michael, Patricia King.
No, not Patricia King.
I knew I was from New
yes,
Jersey.
Oh, how
me.
You doing, Patricia King?
I'm fine. Thank you. Hi, Lynn.
Hi. Good. How you doing?
Listen, Patricia okay. King.
What did she win?
You just want, because you've held the phone very long.
We're not going to talk about winners anymore.
No. Thanks goodness.
Congratulations,
but
Patricia.
The Eagles did win.
He just said congratulations. Isn't that a gentleman?
Yes. You're,
sorry,
a real gentleman. Absolute gentleman. Okay. I accept you being a gentleman. Patricia.
What did she win?
For you and for your better half,
Cliff.
Mr. Cliff.
No, no.
Uh-oh.
What happened? You're not together anymore?
No, never mind. Just tell me what I want.
Oh, you're not together anymore.
This is okay. Really a reality show, yeah. Isn't it? Tonight?
Okay, not together
okay.
anymore.
Get
okay.
to the point. Hurry up.
All right, so I'm going to send you a Sonny's Barbecue worth
$10. All right.
And I'm also, because you waited, I'm sending you a Dunkin' Donuts worth $10. So you're going to win $10 tonight.
Wow.
$10, $10.
You're lucky
Dunkin'
night.
Donuts and Sonny's Barbecue because you waited so long.
Okay.
And I wish you the best.
And happy
Thank
new
you, Michael.
Year.
You happy have new a year. Good Happy New Year.
Same to you, and glad you're out there listening.
Yes.
All right.
Okay,
bye bye.
Hey, wait,
bye-bye.
Don't
wait,
hang up.
Wait,
we, need, we need to get your address,
yeah,
okay?
Chris, you
we gotta get your address.
Right.
All right, hold on one moment.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And Happy New Year to you.
Okay. You know who I'm surprised he didn't call? Jim from Kissimmee.
He must be away.
He must be watching the game. Okay.
Well, folks.
All right, so I do have two other callers. I got
good.
David on the phone line.
Oh,
I got
good.
Another caller
Let's
coming in.
Take a couple calls before we go to the top.
Right,
the
who's on the line?
Hold on one moment, all right?
Yep.
We have to talk over to Sharon. Let her talk about the single parent.
Well, that'll be, we're going to the 8 o'clock hour in,
okay.
in 1 or 2 minutes, and then you got the whole hour to talk.
Okay, I believe we got David on the phone line. David.
Are you there, David?
Hello, hello.
Hi,
What's
David.
Happening, you guys?
How you doing, David?
Howdy, howdy. Happy New Year, everybody.
What's up, co-host David Hillebrand? Say hi to Sharon, David.
Hi there. How you doing?
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. Actually, I remember the first night you were ever on when you first called in from Arkansas.
I know. It's like it seems like yesterday. It seems like yesterday, though.
That is true. Time is flying by.
I tell you, Michael doesn't look a day older, though. I mean, he still
well,
looks
he
the same as
he
what he did.
But in all fairness, he couldn't look too much older.
Well,
no, I'm kidding.
He really likes this app. Sharon's got this cool app, and she took a picture of Michael, and it suggested what his age was, and it was a lot younger.
Wow.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to say congratulations to Michael. For his Eagles.
Oh, thank you, so
David.
Much.
I'm about to hang this phone up right now, David.
There's going to be a technical difficulty here right. in the studio.
Oh, the streaming's not working. Hang up.
Yeah, I was hearing I was hearing it, okay, but I just wasn't not able to hear you on when I was on hold anyway.
Yeah. Thank you. Michael, isn't that nice? Congratulations.
Hey, very nice. I thank you so much.
All right, we
got
to take the other call. We're going to go to the top of the hour, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Keep on calling.
All right.
Bye, David.
Thanks for calling in, David.
Bye-bye.
We have 1 minute left.
Yeah, it's our good friend. He calling in because I know he was listening to the game. He was probably watching. He was probably watching the game too.
And yep,
he
wanted, yep.
Who is it?
It's probably Jim.
Yes, it is. Hi, Jim.
Yay, Eagles.
That's right. Go Eagles.
You know what happened? The Eagles went for the 2-point conversion. And at one point, the Bears drive downfield. The guy's 43 yards away. So he goes to kick the field goal. The Eagles call the timeout. Then he tries it again. Hits the crossbar. I said, oh, my God. I was having a heart attack. I said, oh, my God. But the Eagles did it. So.
All right. We're going to the top of the hour, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling in. I
was wondering why you didn't call.
And
all right.
I'm sorry that we – right. Glad that we won. I'm sorry that we had to beat a friend. Chris Shaw. Going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with a lot more of the radio show. Line me up.